SRN News, I'm John Scott. Oil prices are sinking. Stock markets are bursting higher worldwide, with hopes that a deal is nearing to allow ships to deliver crude from the Persian Gulf again to customers. The price for a barrel of Brent sank below $102 Wednesday. Wall Street is soaring. The Dow is up over 600 points. From the White House, President Trump says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports is amazing.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other, so they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
In the latest development, the U.S. military says it has fired on an Iranian oil tanker, the tanker attempting to breach the naval U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. It occurred as the U.S. and Iran appear to be moving closer to an agreement to end the two-month war. A man accused of firing a gun at law enforcement officers near the Washington Monument this week was walking along the path of Vice President J.D. Vance's motorcade before that shooting. The affidavit didn't specify whether investigators believe the suspect, Michael Marks of Midland, Texas, had a particular target, however. Television pioneer Ted Turner dies at 87.
CNN founder Ted Turner has died at 87, according to his company. The pioneer behind cable news transformed an obscure Atlanta television station into the first 24-hour all-news TV network. Turner was a philanthropist, owned sports teams, was a champion yacht racer, and had once been married to actor Jane Fonda, who had said this about him.
Funny and outrageous. I mean, you know, second date, he's telling me that he's rewritten the Ten Commandments.
In later years, he was slowed by Lewy body dementia. President Trump called him one of the all-time greats. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Abortion supporters are not religious.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of Americans who support abortion say they never or very rarely read a religious text. Two-thirds of them never attend worship service, and about half say they never pray. On the flip side, most folks who describe themselves as pro-life read the Bible, go to church, and pray regularly. The strongest pro-life religious groups are white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
The pastor of the largest United Methodist Church in the U.S. has launched a campaign for the Democratic nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in Kansas. Pastor Adam Hamilton enters the race as a potentially formidable candidate, though it appears that at least a few of the eight other lesser-known Democrats who previously launched campaigns will remain in the August primary. This is SRN News. A former FedEx driver has been sentenced to death for killing a 7-year-old girl that took her from her Texas home while delivering a Christmas gift. 34-year-old Tanner Horner pleading guilty in the 2022 killing of Athena Strand. Two people have been killed, three wounded at a shopping center north of Dallas. It's an area known as Koreatown.
Police say that the attacker knew the victims and that it was a known business relationship. After a short chase on foot, 69-year-old Sung Han Ho was arrested about 4 miles away at a grocery store. John Jun is the board chair for the Dallas-Fort Worth Korean American Coalition and says it's a peaceful, hardworking community.
We're shocked and we're mourning.
As the community digests the details of the investigation, Jun says,
"We want to try to see what we can do for the victim as well as, and you know, help the community heal."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.